Welcome to Her, Healthy, Empowered Relationships. I'm Barry Price. Why is it a guy will pay attention to you and then ignore you? Another way to phrase it is, why is it he would pursue intimacy, come closer to you, and then feel like he's pulling away or withdrawing from you in intimacy? Well, there can be healthy and unhealthy reasons. We all have an instinct to modulate our closeness, our sense of oneness with another, and our independence, our sense of self. The guys that tend to struggle the most, who tend to be a yo-yo, lots and lots of over-closeness, and then lots and lots of silence, basically abandoning you, isolating you, even if it's not physical, he could literally just kind of go radio silent or just be there physically next to you, but not really there. It's a concept called abstract loss. You sense loss even though the person's there. Well, people who do it in the most extreme way are the men who have trouble holding boundaries. And because they have trouble holding boundaries and meeting their own needs when with a woman or in a relationship, or even dating, they tend to try to people please. They try to make up for the fact that they don't feel good enough by overdoing it when they're with you. They'll try to woo you, charm you, impress you right away. This can be like the kind of guy that overdoes it on a date to try to win your affection. Or it could be the partner that doesn't speak up well for himself or get his own needs met. Well, those kinds of guys are going to need a break from that. They can't keep that up 24/7. It's not sustainable when you're trying to impress someone or please someone or get somebody to like you or love you by putting them first, second, and third. A lot of women actually have this challenge as well, but just handle it differently than males typically do. Males will just live at the extremes, overdoing it, and then needing to completely withdraw, retreat, disappear, go into a cave, become depleted, not have time. Or for a lot of men, they will break down. They'll start to have health problems because they're afraid that they cannot be who they need to be good enough for a woman's love. Now, not every person who is moving toward you and pulling away is doing that. The giveaway that it's unhealthy is that they're doing it in an extreme way. The contrast between how much love, connection, and attention and romance they're pouring onto you compared to the times when they feel like they've completely disconnected from you, the contrast is stark. By the way, it's not just about, as I said, physical distance. There are many people in very happy, loving, connected relationships where the man might even travel on a business trip, but still she can feel that he is present and connected. He's still thinking of her. He's still contacting her. He's still being loving in the tone when you FaceTime or do something like that at night. You know, the other thing is a man may be doing this in a healthy way. That healthy modulation between, hey, I need some time for me. Continuing to exist as an individual while loving another person and being in a partnership can be something that if we have our own history of overgiving, of losing ourselves in a relationship, then if we're with a partner who has a healthy balance of how much space they need versus how much attention and connection they need, we can feel like they're doing something wrong, even though they're doing something healthy and we are the ones who have tended to live at the extremes. So you may have a healthy man who just meets his own needs sometimes, needs a little space, time, or things he needs to do for himself to emotionally or in other ways recharge. He may want to go for a run with a male friend or do something that is about someone other than you. And that can raise your own old fears or wounds around abandonment, insecurity, undermet needs for attention, love, and validation. That can make you expect him to live at the extreme of always being present and always giving you attention. Even if intellectually you know that's not what you expect from him, your heart may still crave it if it's underfed. So, The very first thing you can do today is figure out which of you seems to be living at extremes. Or maybe it's both of you getting into high romance and overconnection and really being unwilling to even want to let that go. The, I just can't leave you, I don't want to stop, right? Have you turned intimacy, connection, and closeness almost into a drug you don't want to stop experiencing? And do you go to the other extreme of a low when you're not getting it? If he's the one who's doing this extreme on and off, then you know there may be something unhealthy there. If you're the one who's craving this extreme on and off, or you are paying into it, buying into it, and helping create it, then you may need to look at your pattern. If both of you are doing it, then definitely you need to look at it with someone's help. But if you just have a normal amount of not extreme attention and closeness, moving towards one another and connection that is balanced with times of moving a little bit away, having a little distance, going to do your own thing, and there's no hurt feelings around it, then you may actually be in something that's in the healthy range already. Much love. Thank you.